Hello and welcome, everyone.
I am back and I have some super exciting news. For one, I would like to apologize for the late upload. I know it's supposed to be at 10 a.m. Honestly, like, I got around to it yesterday and then it just completely like left my mind. So I do apologize for uploading this late, but this episode's going to be pretty short. I'm just going to tell you, you know, what's kind of been going on and then, you know, telling you my exciting news. So in the previous episode, I mentioned that I would see that therapist one more time and then stop therapy altogether. Well, that's not necessarily what happened. I did see her one last time and I did stop therapy with her, okay? So that did happen. Just, you know, like to reiterate, you know, what I said in the last episode, that she just didn't really know what she was talking about. And, you know, she's older, so she doesn't really know how the internet works. And a lot of her answers are like, I don't know, or a lot of her resolutions are like the same thing. And a lot of the stuff she did tell me did help. It did. But I just don't think she's the one for me. And so, sorry about that. Surprisingly, I found a like group therapy circle, or I don't know exactly what it's called, but it's group therapy basically with like licensed therapists and psychologists, and they all work together to put like courses that you take. There's stuff that you can read, things that you can watch, and then they have like live sessions where anyone can join and you kind of just like talk together about issues as like a whole, like as a community. And I think it's really unique. Like, I went to my first, I don't even know what to call it, my first live session, I guess. It was more like an introduction. And they were just going over some basic things, and like people could chat in and kind of just tell them what they were thinking. And they would read from the chat from time to time. And then all the questions they are writing down to address during the Q&A session, the Q&A live session. So I think it's like really unique. And it's saving me a lot of money. It's like, so when I used to go see a counselor, it was $25 every time I saw her. And then I went to BetterHelp and it was a little under $200 per month. That's a lot. That's a lot of money. And I can't be throwing around that kind of money. So this, guess how much it is? I just want you to think of a number before I say it. It's only about $26 a month, not a week, a month. And I'm like, what? I'm like, accessible therapy for people who are poor? Sign me up. So I'm just trying it out for the month, see how it goes. And then if I like it, I'll probably buy a yearly subscription because it's cheaper that way. You actually save more money if you get the yearly subscription. So we'll see how it goes, but I am excited for this. Like, I'm glad that I didn't just quit therapy altogether. The only reason I was going to take a break from it was because I couldn't find anything affordable. And I even checked where I found my first therapist for $25, but a lot of the people on there even said, like, with insurance, it would cost me like $60 a session. And I'm like, that's $60 a week. That adds up, you know? And so that's going to be like over 100 something, closer, probably around what I was paying for BetterHelp, around $200. So I'm just like, I don't got that kind of money. So $26 a month, that's amazing. So I'm excited for this. It's definitely different. I usually don't put myself in group settings like this, but I can tell you that my first session, like, it actually went really well. Like, I didn't think I would like it, but I just felt really safe. Like, they created a safe space for me where I felt like I could just talk about anything and be vulnerable with these people. Because everyone that was in there, like, chatting and stuff, they were all so supportive of one another. Like, I'd never seen such, like, a wholesome community before. Like, no one was toxic. Everyone was just like, hey, it's okay. Like, hey, I hear you out. Like, everything's going to be fine. And I'm dealing with something like that, too. And, like, it was just, like, I don't even know how to explain the environment. But, like, I actually started tearing up while I was in that session. Even the lady who was teaching the session got vulnerable with us and, like, started tearing up as well. And it just, like, I've never, ever experienced anything like that ever in my life, where, like, everyone felt safe in a space where everyone could just be vulnerable with one another and tell each other what's happening in their lives and just being, like, really supportive of people. And I don't know, like, it just really got to me. Like, it really hit me, made me emotional, and I was like, oh, wow, like, this is actually amazing. And there's people that are there and have been there for, like, 3 years since they started the program because they just love the community so much, and they've really been healing and, you know, have gotten more comfortable with engaging with the community more. And I'm like, whoa, like, this is like something, I don't know, but I only had one session so far. I think there's another one on either the 18th or 19th of this week. So we'll see how it goes. I definitely will continue to participate and join these sessions just to see what I can get out of it and participate in the workbook portions of it too. They have, like, written prompts and things like that, and things you could read and write before the live sessions that they would like you to do. So that's something I still need to do. So maybe at some point today I'll look into what's all there. But yeah, that was something that's new for me, exciting for me. That wasn't the news, obviously. The news is that my friend has agreed to come on my podcast. And I know we haven't done anything like that. This has definitely been, like, a solo podcast up until this point. But I thought it could be interesting getting a guest on here and talking about things. So I asked them what they wanted to talk about. They suggested just, like, streaming culture and the things that come with streaming and stuff. And, oh, it could be fun. Might not be something that everyone's interested in, but it'd still be interesting to have a guest star on the show and just talk about random things and just have a good time. So we'll see what ends up happening. We're going to start recording today for next week. And that is what I wanted to tell everyone, because I think it's exciting getting someone on the show. So it's not like just me talking to myself about things where we could talk about something that's not as serious, but who knows, maybe we will get into serious topics. I don't know, maybe we'll go off topic and talk about random stuff. So it happens when you're having conversations with people. It's like you try to stay on topic, but sometimes you kind of go off. So that's all I really wanted to tell everyone today. Like I said, it was gonna be a short episode today. So I mean, other than, like, therapy and my friend coming on the podcast, there really isn't much else going on other than me making music, and I've been having a lot of fun with that recently. So I'm going to go stream now. I appreciate every single person that tunes in and listens to this. It means a lot to me. And I will plan to upload my next video for next week at 10 a.m. So wish me luck. Hopefully I remember next time. I do apologize about that, but I hope you guys have a great rest of your day. All right, goodbye.